Howard Peterson got his start in the ski business as the ski director in the mid-1970s at a New Hampshire ski resort. In 1978, he went to work for the U.S. Skiing Association and soon after, in 1983, took over as executive director. He's the one credited with merging USSA and the U.S. Ski Team and creating an organization for the dedicated and developing ski racer. He was also responsible for moving USSA from Colorado Springs Olympic Training Center to Park City.
I think we all looked at what had been two different entities, U.S. Ski Team and U.S. Ski Association, and said that didn't make a lot of sense. This should be consolidated and work closely. So for a young athlete moving up, they didn't have to figure out, now where do I go? But there was a streamline to the top for those talented athletes. It predates me, but from what I understand, the U.S. Ski Association committees were making athlete selections not based on results but based on politics. And it was a shambles, from what I understand. And so the first thing we did was to try to bring those two together and get rid of the politics. And so athlete selection, if you were being your focus was the Olympics or World Championships, you knew exactly what you needed to do to qualify. You didn't have to play the political game.
Peterson served as executive director of U.S. Skiing until after the 1994 Lillehammer Games. He was instrumental in getting freestyle skiing and later snowboarding as Olympic medal sports.
For 22 years, I was the chairman and had a very close relationship with Mark Hodler. And he was a gentleman who absolutely did the right thing. And he's the person who blew the whistle in terms of the bribery that went on. But in terms of freestyle skiing, we spent time together. And he put his weight behind that decision. And some years later, a couple leaders in the USASA, at the time the amateur organization for snowboarding, came to see me and said, we understand you led the campaign for Olympic status. Would you do that for snowboarding?
He can also claim the bragging rights for bringing the Olympics to Utah. It was back in 1989 when he was working on the bid before the U.S. Olympic Committee against Anchorage, Alaska, which had already been the U.S. bid city twice and lost. Utah, he says, brought a lot to the mat.
I'd had a call from the woman who was the head of the USSA Alaska Division and saying, you know, things are not right here. All the money's going to wine and dine and gifts. And would you get involved? So I said, yeah, I'd do that. And Anchorage never took it seriously. And it was the opportunity just about at midnight at that meeting in Des Moines, held their feet to the fire and got a commitment that if they didn't win the next time, that it would be open to any other U.S. city. They didn't win. And so the door then was open for Salt Lake. And fortunately, Utah stepped up and made the kinds of commitments that and I think it was about $59 million of facilities, and made the commitment to build those without having to wait until the games are secured.
After Salt Lake secured the Olympic bid, he says he helped find and build the cross-country venue at Soldier Hollow.
My role was to bring to the organizations here what a training environment would look like, and fortunately that was supported by Cortland Nelson at the head of State Parks at the time. So all those pieces just kind of came together. And my role starting in 99 was this new little foundation. We had $25 in the bank and I had a cell phone and we started there. Can only go uphill from there.
After the Olympic Games, Peterson remained on as director of the Soldier Hollow Legacy Foundation, and he had enough money to operate the venue for the first year and a half. He soon figured out how to create a sustaining legacy.
I had a little post-it on my screen that said tubing. And so every day it reminded me that we needed to put a tubing hill in place so that we had a cash generator that we could control ourselves. We weren't relying upon grants or sponsorships. And as simple as that may seem, that's what really worked. Now, yeah. Of course, it's a completely different picture with mud events, Dirty Dash, and Spartan, powwow coming up this next few days. Sheepdog championships, all of those are significant sources of revenue. So we're in sound shape.
That's Howard Peterson, who is retiring as director of Soldier Hollow Legacy Foundation. He's proud of the legacy he's created, putting some 90,000 children on Nordic skis. He stays on board through September and the summer events. The board of directors is in the process of hiring his replacement. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.